This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
After winning game one of the doubleheader earlier today, the Twins have a shot at their first four-game sweep of Oakland since July of 2007, at their first sweep of a doubleheader here at Target Field since 2020, at their fifth straight victory, and their 40th win of the season. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our second pregame lineup card of the day. I'm Mark Janowski. Again, a very happy Father's Day to all the dads. Chris Paddock gets the ball as the Twins look to become the sixth team in the American League and ninth overall to hit the 40 win mark. He started this homestand off with 6 1/3 shutout innings and picked up the win Monday versus Colorado. The Sheriff is 5-3 with an ERA of 4.79 on the season. He's 1-1 though with an ERA of 7.8 in four career outings versus the A's. Oakland sends Joey Estes to the hill. He was one of the four players acquired from Atlanta for Matt Olson in March of 2022. Estes faced the Twins last September 27th and allowed 3 runs on 6 hits and 5-plus innings in a game the Twins won. He's 2-2 on the year, and his ERA just about the same as Paddock's. The Twins have a shot at the Daily Double thanks to what went down just a few hours ago here at Target Field. Looking back to Game 1, Oakland starter J.P. Sears had not allowed a home run in 31 1/3 innings coming into the day. Now that was snapped early. Carlos Correa continued his tear. He smacked a 2-run homer to left. Royce Lewis followed that up with his 6th home run on the season. 5th time this year the Twins had gone back-to-back, and it was 3-0 after 1. Correa then added on in the 4th.
And this ball hit a ton. That one's headed for the stratosphere. High in the sky and deep to left, home run for Carlos Correa. Liftoff.
A third deck monster blast.
12th multi-homer game of Correa's career, 2nd as a Twin. Carlos turned in a 3-hit game, now had 22 in his last 10 games, the most by a Twin in a 10-game span since Delmon Young picked up 22 in a stretch back in July of 2010. Bailey Ober tossed 6 1/3 innings. The only run he allowed was a solo home run from Daz Cameron in the 7th that chased Ober from the game. Jorge Alcala came in, got the Twins out of the inning. Carlos Santana got into the home run act with a runner on in the bottom of the 7th when he connected off of Brady Basso to make it 6-1. The only other time the Twins hit 4 homers on a game on Father's Day, well, that was back in 1987 versus the White Sox. Top of the 9th got a little dicey for Cole Sands. A's had a run in, 2 on with 2 outs. Rocco brought in Juan Duran, who got the final out on a close play at first. Twins won it 6-2. The loss was the A's 8th straight, matching a season-long skid. Will it climb to 9 here in the nightcap? We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. I bring in Chris Atterbury and also Roy Smalley, who's been joining us this week, helping out with Danny not being here. He's been helping us out during the games. Appreciate you joining us, Roy, and you're here on our pregame today. I'm just going to start with you. How difficult is it to win and sweep a doubleheader?
Well, statistically, you would say it's very difficult. I think the splits of doubleheaders is far and away the most statistically likely. It's very difficult to beat a team in the big leagues two games on the same day. The one thing that could really help, the way you win the second game of a doubleheader, is to have your starting pitcher go out there and twirl up 5 or 6 really good innings.
Yeah, and it also helps if you're a better team. And the Twins are a better team than the Oakland Athletics. They have more weapons than the Oakland Athletics. But I have to say, the Oakland A's, they hang around. They don't get blown out. You know, they're a team that's 21 games under 500, but they have had numerous chances to cave in over the course of these 3 days, and they haven't done that, and they've kept themselves in the games, given themselves a puncher's chance late.
Yeah, but they're still not being able to get up on over that hurdle, though.
No, that's a struggle. And I look around and I see this team, and we've seen young teams before, and obviously there's a lot of stuff going on that you could talk ad nauseum about with the organization, but they don't have like the veteran guys who've been there, done that, to show these younger guys the way. What I do like is they're throwing Blade out there, Soderstrom's out there. They're just like, you're going to play every day. But Roy, you've been on teams like this where you're just kind of thrown into it, but they don't necessarily have kind of an old head to lead the way.
The problem with the A's, and having a veteran would really help this, but I mean, if they set the hurdle really high for themselves because the pitching staff walks a lot of guys, mm-hmm. and the offense strikes out a lot. So that combination is really difficult. Now, I love some of their young hitters. I like Blade. I think Soderberg is going to be a really good hitter in the big leagues. So if you're Chris Paddock or any pitcher now pitching against the A's, you just have to not walk people.
Yeah.
You know, don't, because they have a very low batting average. They strike out a lot, but they can hit the ball in the ballpark. So if they do hit the ball in the ballpark, it's incumbent on you to have nobody walked in front of those home runs, right? So just make them put the ball in play. If they hit a home run, they hit a home run.
Well, and Paddock's been very stingy when it comes to the free passes this year. He's only allowed 14 in his first 14 starts, so that's really good from the Sheriff. Roy, I want to talk to you. You guys had a great view of what Carlos Correa did in the first game today. This run that he's on right now, though, I think when the Twins first signed him originally coming into 2022, this is almost that offensive side of him that they thought they would have been seeing right away, and he's really showing it now.
Well, I think that he was hurt so badly last year that, you know, there were a lot of leg, ankle, heel issues that were bothering him. He never really got on track just because of those injuries. You could tell by the way he's swinging the bat here, and I don't mean just because he's on fire. I mean just from the very beginning of the season, the approach he has to the ball, the swings he has, totally different, more aggressive, more free swinging, and I think it had to do with injuries. But you're right, Mark. It this is the kind of performance that, that, you know, he's not going to keep this up all season, but this is the kind of thing that the kind of offensive explosion that he can run up there in a given month, and he's carrying the club, no question.
And it comes about from work and his very detailed efforts and plan. He's had a good plan. He's executed it. Also, don't think it hurts that this has coincided with Royce being back in the lineup, too. Having a thumper, a true thumper in the middle of your lineup, I think, does help everybody. 18 runs scored in the series, 6 in each of the 3 games. Yeah. He's scored 6 and driven in 6. How about that? That's a third of the runs in the whole series.
Yeah, and in this run, he's got his average up. He's up to 306 on the year. All right, thanks, guys. We've been at the park. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Twins playing 2 after the rainout yesterday, meaning it's a doubleheader here on Father's Day, which Rocco Baldelli knows is always a special one at the ballpark.
You see a lot of pride in the guys when they walk in, and everyone's wishing each other a happy Father's Day. I mean, we also have maybe the most kids in the league. I mean, this should be documented somewhere. You really can't. I don't know if it's possible for a major league team to have more kids than we have. It feels like there's more every day. They're all over the place, but it's a great day. It's an enjoyable day. I think there's a lot of proud fathers, and there's some happiness when you see everyone walking around on a day like this.
Yeah, maybe Rocco should have someone drop down a bunt tonight as a Father's Day gift to his dad, Rocky. Up next, Rocco's going to talk about his starter, and then later on in the program, we're going to hear from Chris Paddock himself, and we have our road to Cooperstown as it highlights how Joe Mauer did not let one sport conflict with another while he was a 3-sport star in high school. This 4-game series versus the A's is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.